welcome to the Confident Healer Podcast. I'm Sharmila Molly. I'm a self-love expert, an intuitive healer, and also your hostess for this podcast. You are about to hear inspirational, uplifting, and soulful conversations about the ins and outs of having confidence, maintaining self-love and sanity as we answer the calling of being a healer and running a business. I would really appreciate it if you could help me grow this podcast by telling others about it and by becoming a patron by donating monthly or giving a generous one-time donation. When you donate, it lets me know that you love what I'm doing, and by donating, you are supporting me, a healer running a small business. You can find the PayPal link on theconfidenthealer.net and in every show note. So thank you so much for being here, and let's get on with the show. Hey, and welcome back to The Confident Healer. So this week, February 28th, I sourced my friends and asked them what questions they would like to ask the Akashic Records. So I got a list of questions, and I'll do a series, pop one in every now and then, on the Akashic Records of your questions. So if you have any questions, you can email me info@ohireiki.com. And that'll be in the show notes. That's how you can contact me if you have any comments, or especially if you have any ideas on what you'd like to hear on the Confident Healer podcast, or if you have anyone you'd like for me to interview, or any questions you would like to ask the Akashic Records. And I will pose them as for the collective, for the people listening to the podcast. If you specifically have a question for yourself, I will need your permission and your full name, legal name. I open my records to find out, like, what's the best way of opening, doing a general reading for people. And so what I got was to open the records of people listening to this podcast. So that's what I did. So I've already opened the Akashic Records for the people listening to this podcast. So whatever point in time that you're listening to it will be relevant. So the question is, how can we practically minimize the impact of our own unconsciousness on others? So what I'm getting is for that to take place, for people to understand their unconsciousness, is to be self-reflective and dive in by meditating, journaling. The other end of that spectrum of the unconscious is you don't know what you don't know. And you can't minimize an impact of what you don't know, but what you can start doing is minimize any unintentional pain or harm onto others by consciously practicing being in your consciousness. So that is being present. And that is being present to where you are, how you feel in that moment, what's going on, checking in with your emotions, you know, not thinking, you know, training yourself to be in the present moment and not thinking about the past or the future, as a lot of these questions that Sharmila got are related to environmental factors and related to wars happening, invasions on a massive scale, and personal invasion, being robbed, and, you know, personal violence, random acts of violence, and planned acts of violence. So practical ways of minimizing the impact of your unconscious on others, it's a little bit of a big ask. So the way we are giving practical answers is to, like we said, to be in the present. And one way of doing that is by meditating. Another way is by journaling. Another way is by walking in nature whenever you can, as often as you can, because that starts to affect the unconscious. Because once you use these means of self-reflection and being in nature, you know, you start to feel your connection with nature, with other people, and you start to, the unconscious comes up through that way. The unconscious also comes up through your dreams. This is a wonderful question. It's kind of like, how can you know something that you don't know and prevent pain from something that you don't know is happening? And that would just be also too, by being aware of what you're thinking about others, you know, how you react to others, stopping in that moment of reacting. Am I doing this with love? Am I doing this with empathy? Am I doing this out of anger? Am I doing this because it's triggering something that happened to me yesterday or the day before? So they apologize for the many ways of approaching this, but it has many facets and if maybe confusing. So they're going to try to sum it up as practically as they can, as they're telling me. So it's not so much the unconscious. It's more about being conscious of your actions, conscious of your thinking, conscious of your emotions. And again, how do you do that? Meditate, prayer, they're adding prayer, journaling, self-reflective exercises, walking in nature, being in nature, whether that's surfing, taking a walk in the park, camping. These are ways to practice being in the present moment. And the more you do these self-reflective things, the more you become conscious of some of the unconscious things that you do. It starts to shine a light on it. And some of those things aren't so great, and that's okay. You like to call them the shadow side, the dark side. That's okay, because you can love those parts too and understand where it's coming from, where those unconscious ways that we unintentionally harm others and ourselves. So that's how you deal with the unconscious, by paying attention to what's present, because the more you do that, that tends to shine the light on some of the dark places in your unconscious, some of the things that you didn't want to deal with, starting to uncover that. Humans have a tendency to react because of something, of the pain, because of the pain that you're holding inside, whatever that pain is, whether you want to admit to it or not. So if there's anger and you're lashing out at someone or wanting to hurt them physically or emotionally because you want something from them, whether you're trying to steal their time, steal some jewelry, something material, or steal their life, it all stems from pain that has been buried, pain that has been buried because you had to do it at the time. And if you get to a point to where it's too much, that's when, you know, a psychiatrist, psychologist, some type of therapist, an energy healer, massage therapist, any type of way of working with the body and the mind and spiritually will help ease the person and some of these dark places that have been hiding in the unconscious, and start to understand yourself so that you can minimize the pain that you unconsciously or consciously inflict on others. Whew, wow, that was a lot. So the question I'm going to ask is, this is my own question, is what is the energy for this week? The energy for this week is compassion, giving yourself a lot of leeway, a lot of self-compassion. There's a lot of things in the world right now. Everyone's focusing on the Ukraine situation, whether you're for it or against it. People are hurting for the people that are fighting, for not just the Russians, but also the Ukrainians and the people that have had to flee. So a lot of compassion is the energy for this week. having compassion for others and having compassion for yourself, even for the people that you don't want to have compassion for. So this question deals a lot with the environment and the impact that it has on us. So this question is, how can we emotionally deal with the Arctic ice sheets melting and Gulf Stream currents slowing? So they are saying to, when you find yourself thinking about these things happening on the planet, to really ground yourself, to be present with where you are in that moment, where you are in terms of your energy, where you are in terms of your emotions, what you're doing physically. Like, are you cleaning? Are you? And that's important because it just brings you back to the present moment. There are a lot of people working to find solutions for the events that are happening and to just focus on what's happening right now in your own life. To be present, because now you're worrying about something that's going to happen in the future, something that is going to be a gradual event that's taking place. And while it's going to affect everyone on the planet, you will still need to find a way to bring joy in despite the environmental factors. So that brings us to the next question: how can we emotionally deal with what appears to be the end of life on this planet? So they're saying to breathe. That's a big, big question. And again, it all has to come back to finding a way to find inner peace despite the chaos happening around you. Because that inner peace will have a ripple effect on the people around you. So it's not just ignoring, like, oh, my house is burning down. I mean, if the house is burning down, you get out of the house. You can't leave the planet. I mean, you can leave the planet. There's a way to leave it, but it's, you know, leaving your body and going somewhere else with your soul, which they don't recommend to do. There's no need for that. When these events start happening, or when they become more apparent, because they're already happening, you're going to need each other. And so you're going to need each other to be balanced in the best way possible. So really ground yourself, find yourself. If you find yourself being overwhelmed, you need to get outside. You need to lie on the earth, sit underneath a tree, hold on, touch a flower petal, a bush, something. Just connect with the earth and ground yourself and give all those negative energies, the feelings, the excess energies, give that to the earth, because we don't want to label those good or bad. We, the collective, in the Akashic records, your guides, we will help you. We will help you stabilize your emotions as you process what's happening. And the best way to do that, again, is to find a way to be in the present, to be in this moment now. To understand what you're feeling, understand where you are emotionally. Is there a way to find peace in this moment, even though the ice caps are melting, the Gulf Streams are changing, the weather's going to change? And they're telling me, because my cat is in front of me, I can see his tail, is to think about the animals. Like, what do the animals do? The animals aren't concerned about the ice caps melting. They just know there's no food and water. So they just roam to where there's food and water. And sometimes that's in your backyard. They understand that it's overwhelming. And again, to breathe, incorporating a conscious breathing practice. There's many of those things. They say there's no one thing better than the other. There's plenty of things you can find online. So again, to recap, they're saying breathing, incorporate a conscious breathing mechanism to help you stabilize your emotions. And that will help you be in the present so that you're not worrying about the future, thinking about the past. You're right here, smack dab in the present. To get out into nature, enjoy yourself there. And once you're in the present, to find a way to connect with joy, whether that's creating something that brings you joy. It doesn't have to be something that you sell. It's just something that you do for yourself. or creating something that others will enjoy, reaching out to a friend, finding a therapist to help you deal with the emotions of the things that you see on the news. They're saying the biggest takeaway is to incorporate practices that bring you into the present. And again, I'm going to say we, because they want me to speak as them. We, like we said before, meditation, journaling, getting into nature, finding someone to help you, finding a professional to help you. And when you're journaling whatever it is that you're feeling, whatever emotions are present. Are you sad, happy, hangry, angry, hungry, sad, happy? Which emotions are you right now? And what is your perception? What is your perception of what's happening? Your feelings? Do you feel worried? The question is to ask, how can I find inner peace in the middle of everything that's going on? The next question is, how can I participate in creating a new future? By participating in your life, not giving up on yourself, not giving up on this, on people, but more importantly, not giving up on yourself. So that is, again, finding a way to be in the present moment, creating practices that bring you into the present moment, whether it's breathing, finding a conscious breathing exercise. You already know how to breathe. And some of you breathe very shallow, and that's okay. But incorporating some sort of breathing practices, because it's not about what you need to do in society. It's what you need to do for yourself that will then create ripple effects in society. Because if you are find yourself grounded and finding some sort of balance in the midst of all this, all of these things that are happening on earth right now in your life, plus the personal stuff on top of that, right? Then your creativity starts to flow. And then if you want to help humanity, then your creativity can flow that way. But it can't flow when you're under duress. It only flows when you're at peace, when you find joy in something, in yourself. And they're saying again, it comes all back to self-love and self-care practices that bring you into the present moment, that frees up your energy to be creative in whatever way that feels good for you. And it doesn't need to be on a massive scale, like you have to create a product that's going to make everyone happy and fix everything. No, all you need to do is a way to fix yourself. The way to fix these problems on the planet is to, quote unquote, fix yourself by being in the present moment, like cultivating. They can't stress this enough. Cultivating practices that bring you into the present moment, that bring you back into balance, that give you that groundedness that you need in order to birth the creativity that wants to flow forward. And maybe that creativity is just walking and breathing in fresh air. And when somebody's driving by and sees you enjoying your walk, that in turn helps them. So that's the ripple effect. It can, you don't know how you affect people just by being in the world, just by being who you are. So that's what they have to say on that. So all these questions are from one person. So that the next question is, where is the turnaround? And this is in regards to about the environment and how it's going to change everyone's lives and how it's already changing people's lives. The turnaround is when people can find ways of getting more grounded. And we hope that you are all hearing this, they're saying, the Akashic Records are saying. We hope that you're all hearing this, is to, the turnaround is to be grounded, to be centered, to not give up on yourself, to know that cooing at your baby or cooing at a flower or getting angry because of something you see on the news affects everyone. And it's not about monitoring yourself so that you're only feeling joy, but to feel everything and still find a way to get back to joy, honoring yourself and your emotions and doing your best not to dump that on others, right? Because when you see someone, you know, slamming doors, I mean, that affects you, right? It affects you. It affects your energy. You feel that anger. You feel it. you're like, ugh, puts you in a bad mood. So the turnaround is, again, is to be grounded, finding some kind of balance, because you can't operate out of fear and worry. You have to move through that fear and worry through breathing techniques, through journaling, through meditative practices, whatever that is. It doesn't have to be sitting in a lotus position on a mountaintop. That's simply journaling. It's simply letting yourself be, watching your thoughts race by, taking a drive or a walk somewhere, or a run or a swim outside, getting outside. Hopefully that motorcycle isn't in the background, but I'm recording from home today. So there you have it. They can hear, they are understanding my thoughts. I'm like, well, that sounds pretty, you know, I don't know. Doesn't feel like it's addressing the problem. They're like, no, it is addressing the problem, because you as a person on this planet, all the people listening, all the people that aren't listening to this podcast and aren't listening to themselves, to what their heart is saying, because there's so much interference in that. That turnaround is going to be people finding a way to get grounded, people finding a way to gain some sort of semblance of balance in their life, and practicing things that get them there. Whether that's, again, meditating, they're saying singing in the shower, you know, things that raise your own vibration. And this is not bypassing. You have to move through that worry and anger and fear and sadness and depression and come out the other side to some sort of balance, balancing that out. So whether you give yourself a time limit and watch the news for, or read the news for 10 minutes a day and then drop it, and then, okay, how can I find balance with everything that I just read? What do I need to do for myself to bring joy in, if not joy, then balance. If not balance, then the opposite of what you were feeling when you were reading something that you didn't agree with on the news. Whatever that emotion, whatever that feeling is to, what is the opposite of it? If it's just, I don't want to feel anything, okay? Not being numb, but just being neutral. How can you bring that neutrality back? That's the turnaround. Because things are already set in motion. People are living their lives, throwing away trash, creating things that are not helpful for humanity. Because it's really not about the earth being alive. It's whether or not people can continue living on this earth the way it is. And so the earth is just going to respond. And how are you going to respond? And just remember that people throughout the ages have always been resilient. And to know that all is not lost. You still have love in your heart. And to remember that. So that is the turnaround. Whew. And with that, I think I'm going to end this, because there's a lot to edit out, all the gaps. Because then it's just like really boring. And yeah, thank you so much for listening today, and I hope that helps deal with some of the bigger emotions outside of your life that are out of your control, right? Because that's why we feel the way we feel, because we can't control it. We can't go down and blow on the Arctic sheets and freeze them again and stop people from driving their cars and companies from making plastics. And though there are people whose mission that is to alleviate some of the materials that we are producing that are still on this earth, that just don't evaporate like water. Like that car doesn't evaporate. That has to be turned into something else, strip the parts and melt the metal, and the other stuff that we can't do anything just goes in a dump somewhere. So let's take a nice deep breath. And just putting your hand over your heart and just breathing, and just commit to yourself to finding a way to bring balance to yourself. I don't want to leave you on an anxious or worried note. I want to leave you on an uplifting and positive and feel good note. So just putting your hand over your heart, and you can only do so much as a human being, but the best thing that you can do is ground yourself, step outside, and enjoy the night sky, the sunshine, the gray sky, whatever the sky looks at. And just be happy and grateful that you still have a body that you can use to breathe. And I am grateful for you, and I'm grateful for the records. Thank you so much for listening today. This is the Confident Healer Podcast with me, your hostess, Sharmila Mali, and we'll see you next time. Thank you so much for listening. You can find information about the guest or any links I referenced in the show notes. And would you help me grow the show by doing these two things? One, sharing the podcast with someone that you think needs to hear it. And two, supporting the podcast by becoming a patron and giving monthly or make a one-time generous donation. It helps me grow the show, and I can just focus on making great episodes for you. You can listen, find the show notes, and the PayPal link to donate all in one convenient location, theconfidenthealer.net. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll see you next week.